A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then you will stand outside knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets.' He will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, you evildoers.' There will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. People will come from the east and the west, from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. Last week, I attempted to explain why I think so many Catholics are not coming to Mass today. Let me take that a step further today and see if we can explore this declining role of priesthood. A new study on the American priesthood begins with a rather ominous sentence. It says, "A priest has a perspective unique among God's creatures. He may be the only animal fully aware that he has been put on the endangered species list." In 1966, there were 59,000 priests in the United States. Today, there are 35,000, and we're aging rapidly. In 1966, there were over 300 priests in the Diocese of Erie. Today, there are 111, 30 of whom will be eligible to retire in the next 5 years. That rectory next door has 34 rooms, 11 bathrooms, 8 working fireplaces, and me. That house was built for 6 priests, and it will never see 6 priests again. Much of church leadership would have us believe that all of this is emerging because we live in such a hedonistic age, because of the sexual revolution, and because parents are unwilling to give a child in service to the church. I don't think anything could be further from the truth. We're not living in a more hedonistic age. We're living in a more transparent age where things can't be swept under the carpet. The study says that the root cause of all this is a result of a dynamic new Catholic experience that began to emerge about 100 years ago and found a voice in Vatican II. And this new dynamic renders priesthood as we have known it obsolete. And we have not yet discovered what the new role of priesthood will be. An elderly gentleman was interviewed in the study, and he said, "The ritual of the church was warm. It was peaceful. It was uplifting. And when the sun shone through the stained glass window, depicting an angel keeping a child from falling off a cliff, God was in heaven and all was right with the world." Those sentences capture completely the essence of what you and I were taught in a pre-Vatican II church. God was in heaven and we are in this world. And to approach this unapproachable God, we need angels and saints. They watch over us. They intercede for us. We were taught that our goal is to get to heaven, that this world is a veil of tears. And in that pre-Vatican II mode, the way Mass was celebrated, the architecture of buildings such as this, and the devotion to the saints, all was designed to draw Catholics away from this world and to focus in the next world. And priest is absolutely crucial to that world view. Priest has unique access to the angels, the saints, to the things that are sacred and holy. He's the mediator between humanity and God. And all the externals, celibacy, clerical dress, living apart from you in a rectory, are all designed to set the priest apart from the rest of the world. But our children don't have that worldview. You and I were trained to fear God because he was going to punish us for our failings. Our children have been taught to love God. For them, God is present here. He's in close relationship with them. He walks with them. They can confide in him. He's their friend, and so they don't need a mediator. In the pre-Vatican II model, we needed the priest to mediate between God and humanity. In what we have taught our children, they don't need that. Question isn't, do we still need priesthood? Of course we do. The question is, what will its role and its style be? We taught our children to love God infinitely, that he walks with them and that he is their friend. And we taught them that because we finally went to the scriptures and we found out that that's what Jesus told us to do. Jesus called God Abba, Father. And because we're doing the right thing, we have to simply catch up. God's not abandoning us, he's merely challenging us. Amen.